Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what?
We've seen it firsthand, the crap from the anti-vaxxers. We've seen it firsthand.
It's malignant.
Obnoxious. It's malignant's a great way to put
it. It's malignant. I just pulled this up. You know, I just had my kids at the pediatrician this morning for their annual well visits, and the HPV shot came up. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. How about only 16% of U.S. adolescents have been fully vaccinated against human papillomavirus?
Because their mothers think they're being represented as sexually promiscuous.
Only 16.
It's ridiculous. It's dangerous.
And there are 80 million people walking around in the United States right now and currently infected with some type of HPV.
And how about
80 million, Marty?
Dan Frankel was doing this fantastic legislation because people try and scan the system and they say, well, I have religious objections.
Religious.
And then you're clear.
Right. Well, what he wants to do is you have to go and sit down with your doctor year after year after year. You don't just get a pass. It's not a lifetime pass.
And he's with us. Representative Frankel, it's just so pragmatic. And quite frankly, it's brilliant in its simplicity. You're trying to get folks to at least hear the truth, right?
Right. I mean, I think we need to make sure that people get accurate information, because what happens if you Google vaccines today on the internet, you're going to get the first 12 things that pop up are going to be these conspiracy theory approaches that that scare the hell out of people and think that they're going to disable their children, or or they're going to get autism or something like that, and it's just not based in actual medical evidence and experience.
What was your impetus to do this? I mean, there are a lot of projects any of us can get behind, right? So what was it about this particular issue about vaccinations? Immunizations, what is it that got you involved?
Well, I actually have had a number of folks, parents who've come to me who represent the community of people who are, paranoid about this, and asking me to take a stand on legislation that Representative Daryl Metcalf is introducing that would require pediatricians to accept non-vaccinated children.
Right.
Yeah, he's trying to be a jagoff, but you don't have to comment on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I live in the east end of the city of Pittsburgh. I represent the universities and the health centers, and I am the Democratic chair of the health committee. So this is something that's been, on our radar for a very long time. And the more I've read into it, the more I've talked to people in the public health sphere. And there's a very prominent pediatrician in our community who's been a very prominent advocate on this, Dr. Todd Woolen from Kids Pediatrics, and he's helped educate me about this as well. So what we've seen happen is that the rates of vaccination have dropped across the country. So you've seen these incidents of measles outbreaks here in western Pennsylvania, in Lancaster County, in other parts of the country, a disease that we virtually thought was wiped out.
Right.
And now it's a real concern, because as the rates of vaccinated individuals decline, the possibility for a major outbreak exists, and odds increase. And folks from the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health demonstrated at our press conference yesterday with a animated map what would happen if we reduced the rate of vaccinations from what we're about 95% now to about 85%, and it just is frightening.
So you have all the little dots on the map that show up. So Dan, you live in my neighborhood too. I'm in Point Breeze. So I've got kids at Central Catholic at St. Bede and at the campus school at Carlo. And I want to know how many of your classmates aren't inoculated. Why is it that the adamance of the few put the majority in jeopardy?
Right. And that's the second piece of legislation that we want to make sure that there's complete transparency. So my colleague from the Scranton area, Bridget Kazarowski, who's a brand new member of the legislature, and she's also a registered nurse, introduced legislation to make sure that the parents have the information that school districts post their vaccination rates at each school on the internet so people can have that information. It wouldn't violate any HIPAA laws because they're not going to identify anybody specifically. It'll be just aggregate numbers about where that school is with respect to the rate of vaccinated children.
Smart.
Hey, Dan, I got the cancer related to HPV, yep, as you know, and I started preaching we have about getting this vaccine on the air, and I got beat up, I got threatened, I got sent stupid books, I lost friends over it. What is it about folks that head towards the dark side rather than the truth? What is it, sir?
I don't know. I think we've, first of all, you know, if this were 70 years ago, when, you know, things like polio and measles, whooping cough were prevalent and were killing children,
right,
you know, we would have felt differently. But as I've said before, we're victims of our own success.
Right.
So, you know, we've virtually wiped these out. And by the way, if we had the HPV virus that was universally being applied to children, you know, it would basically eradicate certain types of cancer.
Right.
I mean, it's like a cancer cure or prevention.
Right. In 20 to 40 years, yeah, you won't be getting this.
Right. So, I mean, it's just beyond belief. So people now are so skeptical about all kinds of institutions, and that the fact that they accept this, you know, bad science that's not based in any medical evidence whatsoever, that they get on the internet and basically believe that the American Academy of Pediatrics, the CDC,
they're all wrong.
These are wrong.
Yeah,
these,
yeah,
are,
hey,
these
have you been threatened over this stuff, Dan?
Huh?
Have you been threatened at all?
We've had some pretty aggressive emails, but nothing so far.
Yeah.
It may be early in the process, but I know my my friend Dr. Todd Woolen, who's been really out front on this nationally, has been threatened.
Oh yeah,
we're so appreciative of you.
You're
and
amazing.
What you're trying to do.
This is
so
amazing stuff. Anything you need, we're here.
Keep us in the loop here. We'll help you however we can.
Thanks for your interest, and Marty, really, thank you for your advocacy on this and relating
important.
Your personal experience. I think that's been so important and a great learning experience, and the fact that you tolerate some of the craziness that the people have.
Marty is crazy.
Yeah,
so
lunatic friend, sir. Thank you, sir. Like goes to like. All right, man, thanks.
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.